Coast Radio News for Wednesday, September 8th, 2021. I'm George Henry. Coronavirus numbers for the Labor Day weekend continue to remind us of the effect that COVID-19 is having around the state. The Oregon Health Authority has reported 5,821 cases over the three-day period and 54 new deaths. Hospitalizations have decreased slightly, but considering the number of deaths reported, they are not declining overall. Lane County Public Health published its numbers for the Labor Day weekend yesterday morning, and there were 15 more cases for the Florence area recorded for the three-day period. There are now 537 cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Lane County added 647 cases to their numbers. Lane County is second to Multnomah County for total holiday cases. To date, more than 5 million Oregonians have received a COVID-19 vaccination, either in full or first dose. The state is also reporting that it is still vaccinating individuals at a rate of 8,705 per day. There has been an air quality alert issued for the area. The Oregon Department of Environmental Quality and the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency have issued an air quality advisory that will be in effect until 11 p.m. tomorrow. The primary area of concern is east of here and will mainly affect the valley, but Florence and Mapleton residents should take precautions. The wreck on Friday afternoon that caused Highway 101 to be closed for almost 2 hours claimed the life of an Elmira woman. 61-year-old Cynthia Bew was killed when her Toyota RAV4 was struck from behind by a Dodge 1500 pickup. The pickup failed to yield to traffic that had been stopped, causing a chain reaction. The pickup was driven by 39-year-old Jessica Herselius, also of Elmira. The RAV4 then struck a Mercedes Sprinter van operated by 43-year-old Adam Woods, which then hit a Volkswagen Jetta operated by 75-year-old Marcia Yoder of Hubbard. Bew was transported by Life Flight to Sacred Heart Medical Center at Riverbend, where she was pronounced dead. Western Lane Ambulance and Siusa Valley Fire and Rescue assisted the Oregon State Police on the scene. Three Rivers Casino Resort awarded a Ford Expedition to a Eugene woman on Sunday as part of their summer promotions. Diane H. was handed the keys to the vehicle on Sunday. Rich Colton with Three Rivers Casino says Diane has been visiting the casino since they were meeting in a tent. The vehicle is valued at over $73,000. Local artist Dennis Kelly has been selected to represent the cover of the 31st edition of the Central Coast Connection Business Directory and Phone Book. His painting, Marina Maid, depicts a young woman enjoying the scenery around the dock as her feet create a ripple in the water. Kelly has been painting his entire life, inspired by the encouragement of his grandmother. Kelly says that in recent years he has focused on the human element in art that conveys the spirit and character of a person through their portraiture. The Central Coast Connection is distributed to over 16,000 households from Yahats to Reedsport and through Deadwood. This evening at 6:30, the Siusa School Board will host a meeting on campus for parents to voice their concerns and opinions on the mandates currently affecting students for the new school year. There are also some questions about critical race theory, a topic that has been receiving national attention in recent months. The meeting will be held outside at Hans Peterson Field to allow for proper social distancing. It will begin at 6:30. Individuals that wish to speak will have to fill out a comment card prior to the meeting. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, September 8th, 2021.